To what extent is there the possibility you could benefit from a split vote, actually a split Tory UKIP vote, and come in here?
I think it's hard to predict, but we're fighting for every vote. I don't make predictions about the results of outcomes. We'll find out next Thursday, but we're fighting for every vote. We've run a really active campaign, and we've had a lot of support. Ed Miliband was here yesterday, so we'll see what happens.
And if you were to list three of the big issues which people keep on bringing up to you here on the doorsteps, what would they be?
NHS, NHS and NHS.
Okay. Immigration, Europe, does that come up to any extent?
Not a great deal. A few people have brought it up, but in the vast majority of cases, it's the state of the NHS locally, where we've got an acute shortage of GPs. We've had our maternity unit closed and then reopened only on an on-demand services. Hospital services, in fact, are threatened almost every year. An A&E crisis, and that's the Tory record on the NHS, and people are very worried that they won't be able to get to see a GP. And that's the issue of concern on doorstep after doorstep.
Yeah, yeah. What areas have you been canvassing in over
everywhere.
The last that? For example, where were you today?
Today we're out in Bockingsdale Ward, which is in part of Clacton.
Hi,
Sarah. Yeah, Bockingsdale Ward, we're out in. We've got Richard Howitt, MEP, out with us today, and a number of activists from all over the region, and even a couple of people come over from Bournemouth to help us today.
Okay. You've been in Jaywick, have you, recently?
Yeah.
I think that's listed as an area of extremely high deprivation. You know, on the doorsteps there, what have people been saying to you?
People are fed up with empty promises in Jaywick. They've been made a number of promises over the years. In 2011, it was defined as the most deprived ward in the country. Mm-hmm. So we need some investment. The council have made promises. The Tory Tendring District Council, the Tory Essex County Council have made promises to the people of Jaywick they haven't kept.
Yeah.
We've got two really good Labour councillors out there who engage with the community. I've been to the Jaywick Forum. But, you know, there is some apathy there because they're fed up with being given empty promises. And all I've said to them is that I will do my best. I'm from Clacton. I know the area. But it does need some serious investment, and listen to the people of Jaywick and listen to what they want and then deliver it for